This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, this podcast is going to be part of the foundation section of the Building Recovery Workshop, and it's talking about planning. Again, it's something that we want to cover in particular because you may have certain things that you just want to go over again or just remind yourself, and that's what these podcasts are for. So why is planning such an important area in building your solid foundation? Well, I suppose the old saying is that if we fail to plan, then we're planning to fail. And I think that adage works well here as anywhere else. We have to plan. A foundation isn't just a solid block of concrete. In the foundation is built all of the plan for the future building. And the future building is your recovery. So it makes sense to plan and to think about what rooms we're going to have, where they're going to be, and where the drainage is going to be, etc., etc. Everything's got to be planned from the beginning. So what do we have to think about? Well, if you take your recovery map as we have given it to you, you can then start to look at what rooms are going to be in this building. Now, we give these rooms names, and the reason we do is because every life has different contexts. It has different areas, and everybody's is slightly different, so we allow people to build up their own names for their own rooms. Somebody may have a very big family room, for instance. Other people may be single and separated from their families and not really have that room. So it's all individual and all unique. The important thing is this: once we name the rooms, once we get an idea of what rooms are going to be in our building, then we can start to see in what areas are our foundations mushy and soft and need work. Well, this can be very, very important because it brings us to the next question. If you have a relationship room, a family room, these would be typical rooms that people would have, an interest or hobbies room, a work or career room, and you find, for instance, that, say for instance work, you find that your foundation is really sloppy in that area. It's just not going to stand up to any kind of pressure or building on top of it. Well, then you've got two choices. First of all, the idea of rooms has helped you understand that, which is useful. So it's not just a general weakness, it's a weakness in this particular context. So that's useful, but then it allows us to answer a very important question with one of two alternatives. We only have two alternatives here, we keep it really simple, and the alternatives are these. Either you use your recovery path that you're on, whatever that happens to be, and you use that to analyse and to work through why this particular room doesn't have a solid foundation. And you make it solid. You find out what the reasons are, and you find out why these particular people have power over you. Remember that the foundation principle is very simple. You can say you've got a solid foundation when nothing anyone can say or anyone can do can have you acting out or using. So what we're saying is that in this room, that wouldn't be true. So you've got these two choices. Either you work that out and make that room solid. In other words, you get to a point where they cannot make you use or act out. There's nothing they can do or say. Or you have to do without that room. Now, this sounds quite radical and quite hard, and that's because it is. There's no point building a house which includes a room that's going to bring the whole house down. If this is overwhelming to you and you cannot get to a point where you can make that room have a solid foundation, then the room has to go. It's as simple as that. Now, let me be clear on this. Your recovery has to come first. This is a principle of all recovery that says if you don't put your recovery first, then you're going to lose not only your recovery, but you're going to lose everything else as well. So your recovery has to come first. And I want to just encourage you here. You know, buildings, they have extensions. there's nothing to say that in future you can't build an extension on this house that has that room in it. But just for now, if you can't make that foundation solid inside that room, then that room has to go. And that's really the principle of planning. We're going to plan to succeed here, not plan to fail. So I hope you got something from that. Listen to it again. Make sure you get every last drop out of it as you build a solid foundation. See you next time.